Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
How do you pace yourself during your Thanksgiving meal? And by pace yourself, I mean don't get so uncomfortably stuffed that you feel disgusting afterwards.
Oh, yeah. That's the hard part, too. And when you're a guest at somebody else's house, guess what else that comes with, Anna?
What?
Immediately, I want to take a nap.
Right. Amy Linus is from Fit Body Vibe. You can visit her online at fitbodyvibe.com. Amy, what are your tips? You're a fitness expert. I know that nutrition is obviously top of mind for you all the time. And like, don't tell me that I can't have extra stuffing, but... What can
no,
I do?
All right. I'm not going to tell you that at all. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some tips that will help you get through. When we, you know, have Thanksgiving dinner, a lot of us kind of think in the mindset of, I'm going to eat like I'm going to the electric chair. Well, that's not the case. So what I would tell you to start with is drink a little bit of water before you have your meal so you have a little something in your stomach, and then get a smaller plate and don't pile it high. You can always go back for more. And if you space it out, you know, a little bit here and there, then you're not going to be so overly stuffed at one time. So smaller plate, smaller portions, and only grab the things that you really, really like and enjoy. Don't try to make Aunt Mary in the corner happy by eating her bread pudding that you don't like.
Mm-hmm. What if Aunt Mary gets very upset if you don't try her bread pudding?
It's like you're in my house right now. It's like you're there at my Thanksgiving dinner because right. There are eyes upon me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know the whole napkin trick, right?
Now what? What's the napkin trick?
I think you spit it out in your napkin.
Oh, God.
Yep. Oh, man.
You can't spit things out of the Thanksgiving table?
No, that would be frowned upon for sure, but just smaller portions. And if you want to make her happy, just try to take a little bite here and there of the things that you really don't care too much for. And then another key component would be to have a conversation with someone at the table with you so you're not gobbling your food down. It's another thing I like to say. Graze, don't gobble.
That's actually good advice. Like, right. if you're in a conversation, mm-hmm. it's going to slow down your eating. Mm-hmm. But what if you're trying to conversate with a person that's just trying to eat, like me? I'm like, you're talking to me and I'm just kind of grumbling. Mm-mm-mm.
They're going to get on your nerves then, aren't they?
Quick question. So earlier you had said to only eat the things you really want. Now, I always heard give yourself a good helping of the turkey because it'll fill you up and it's not really that bad for you in the grand scheme of all the sides that run really high in calories and the pies and all that. Now, I hate turkey and I eat it solely because I believe it's my duty as an American to like shove a solid piece down my throat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is.
Is that not real? Like, just don't eat the turkey?
No, that's true. That's definitely true. So the turkey is higher in protein, lower in calories. You're exactly right. However, there's L-tryptophan in the turkey that's going to make you really sleepy and tired. That's the main reason, other than overeating, while we all get really tired at Thanksgiving dinner. If you don't like turkey, go for the vegetables because they're very fibrous and they're lower in the carbohydrates. Yeah, some of them might be covered in butter, but not terrible. But load up on those before you start with all the stuffing and all the fun stuff.
Okay, so one, drink a cup of water before you even start eating.
Mm-hmm.
Two, talk to somebody at the table because like if you're talking, you won't eat as much.
It's going to slow you down.
True.
It's going to occupy your time.
Smaller plates.
Yep.
Yeah, like you brought your own plate.
Right. excuse me, Ryan. I brought my own plate. Your fork is perfectly fine. This will be my plate here. Thank you.
Yeah.
And only put stuff on your plate that you really want. Don't force yourself to eat stuff just because you want to make people feel bad.
Don't pile it high.
Exactly.
All good tips. Amy Linus.
You got it.
You can find her online at fitbodyvibe.com or follow her on Instagram at fitbodyvibe.
I'm going to need a few of those pies to take home.